Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now doing a polyrhythm.
Welcome back to the pool. And a pshta, ha,
A little too crazy for you, huh?
Somebody's listening to their car. Wake up. I think they just got like honked at by somebody in a
Okay, did you guys get the DM of the guy that rolled his car listening to the Goons?
No, what did you
Dude, there was a guy that DM'd me the other day on Instagram, and he was taking multiple pictures of his car rolled over, and he said he was listening to the Goons podcast when that happened.
Let's go!
That's fucking awesome. Yeah. His whole car and rolled over.
We are almost the last thing he heard pictures. On this planet.
Send the pictures to us before you send it to insurance.
Yeah. We're the first people tell, not your insurance. Yeah. We need to know.
We'll let Allstate know what happened. It's all good.
We'll text them. We'll let them know.
That's hilarious, but yeah, it was...
That should be our thought.
I wonder,
hope you are okay. He
No,
I'm pretty sure he was okay. I mean, if he's outside taking pictures
of
him,
if he's
like,
taking photos...
Yeah.
If he's listening to us, he's right not okay sideways, mentally at all.
That is true, yeah.
That is also fair point, Soup.
He needs help.
Fair point. Yeah, he does need help.
I wonder what episode he was listening to.
I don't know.
I don't want to speculate. Because then that gives, like, a lawyer some room to do something, you know?
Yeah, don't get too specific.
True.
Yeah, we actually probably have told people to crash their vehicles multiple times while listening.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, we should probably not say anything. Anywho, how's everyone doing? It's been
very
a
good.
Bit since full Goons podcast.
Cause last week we just didn't even do shit.
Yeah, what the fuck happened there? What, did
we
all
tried.
Not-
I mean,
everybody was gone.
Soup was out of town.
I was away.
There
You're
is
away.
No try. There's either do or do not. You ever heard yoga? Yoda?
Yoga?
Yoga?
Heard of yoga,
yoga? I've ever heard a yoga woman say anything? No.
Yeah. They just even inhale and exhale.
Even if they do talk, don't listen to them. Please.
Yeah, don't listen to those ones.
For the sake of your sanity, just avoid thems.
Anyway.
Avoid thems?
Anyway, Soup, how was your tour, buddy? I want to hear about it.
Yeah.
It's good.
Okay, all right. All right. To the next topic.
Blarg, how was your trip?
What?
I said, Blarg, how was yours? Next topic.
I didn't hear what you said.
All right, on to the next
one. Well, now I feel like I can't give a real answer.
All right, McNasty, how was yours?
Good.
All right. Thanks for watching.
Okay. Dude, what have you been up to?
Hold on. What'd you do?
Move house.
All right.
Nice.
Cool.
All right, that's nice. A podcast. That's
perfect.
A podcast.
Yeah.
Like on Spotify, Code Goons.
I guess I'll go first since Blarg asked me first.
I did do that.
My tour has been going good. We're not done.
You're not going to tell us the whole thing in that accent. No way.
We're not done. We got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We still have four more shows we got to do.
Hell yeah.
We've done two shows. Our first show was at I guess I'll just say the name of this place because it's already kind of public information, called The Nick in Birmingham, Alabama. Mm. And that place was literally, bro, I mean, it was a dive bar, literally a bar.
Okay.
There's literally no other way to describe it. Just straight up a bar with a stage with a big-ass American flag behind it. And at first, it was kind of like, oh, this is pretty sick. You know, it's kind of cool to be playing like a little dive bar. Yeah. The area that it was in,
not good.
Not surprised.
Little sketch. But everyone that showed up was super cool. We got there pretty early because usually when you go play a venue, they want you to get there early to load in all your equipment before people start showing up and all that. And, we got there, I think, around like 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And there was just nothing but old people in the bar. And there was this like 80-year-old dude sitting there at like 4 p.m.
Oh, you mean like
he was old as fuck. Maybe 70. Definitely 70 pushing 80.
Oh, he's a spring chicken then.
Yeah. Like, maybe not. God, I don't know.
Just like extra old. Like,
he's old. Yeah, he was up there. He was up there. Like,
not
60.
He didn't just hit 60.
Not like in a wheelchair hooked up to a saline bag, you know, drooling out of his mouth.
Like on the cusp.
But yeah, like yeah.
Wrinkly as all
one,
hell.
One beer away from that point, though. And he had like super white hair, and he was kind of sitting at the bar alone. But he also had some friends or whatever. I don't know what was going on. Weird situation. But he was fucking plastered, dude. At, like 4 p.m., like had to have been blackout drunk. And he was like screaming and shit. But he wasn't being violent. He was just like really excited that bands were coming to play and just like screaming and everything. And I walked past him because I was like bringing my shit in, and he was like, hey, come here. I was like, what's up, man? He's like, you got to play the show. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, man. Yeah. And he was like, he gave me a hug and was like, let me buy you a shot. And I was like, I'll do a shot after we play or whatever. He's like, no.
You're drinking, buddy.
You're now. Yeah, like, yeah.
He was like aggressively like screaming at you?
I mean, not like aggressive, but he was definitely screaming.
That's so weird.
Yeah, I didn't feel threatened or anything by the old fucker. I mean, I could have just done like that to him. He would have fell over and died. But, dude, he literally fell over, though. So I kind of got away from him because he just got distracted in his drunken babble by looking at bright lights or something. Maybe he had like nom flashbacks. But
most likely.
He was like drinking to repress the memories of nom. But I walked away from him, and I turned around and he fucking fell over at the bar and knocked over like two of these metal bar stools with him. It was like on the ground, like with these bar stools around him, just like still hollering and shit. And they kicked him out, and the lady working at the bar was like, yeah, we have to kick this dude out of here every 2 weeks. Straight up. He comes in here like every 2 weeks and does the same thing.
That's probably an issue.
Yeah, that place, well, I mean, he was definitely retired. I mean, he was on the cusp of reality. I mean, that dude was like a step from the grave, so I guess whatever makes him happy at that point.
He's at that I don't give a titty damn age.
Yeah.
Oh,
you just do whatever you want at
most
that age.
Definitely. Does not give a fuck.
Plastered at 3 p.m.
Pretty sure he drove, though, from
man,
the bar.
That's not good.
So he's probably dead.
The bar could actually get in trouble. If he hit somebody, the bar can get, like,
I don't know.
Let him
I don't
drive
know if he
can,
drove.
Yeah, can get in, like,
but
huge shit.
He had some people there with him, so I'm hoping.
Hopefully that, somebody drove
hopefully
him.
Hopefully somebody drove him, or maybe he got a taxi. I don't know, but I hope he didn't drive away.
I would hate to be his cab driver.
That would be very, very bad. He probably threw up everywhere.
Yeah.
But
that's okay.
Yeah. The place was called The Nick, and I think I know why they call it that. The whole outside of the venue was covered in staples.
What the fuck?
Someone literally
like
took a fucking stapler and stapled like every fucking spot on the wall.
Really?
This
I was
place.
Thinking like maybe like over the like have you ever seen a telephone pole in a city? Where like people have stapled like my band plays this too,
yeah.
And they post they
right.
staple like their band's flyer. Like I just thought maybe like 2 million bands
it,
or artists
it could
have
been
done
from
that.
That. Yeah. But there were so fucking many, like all right beside one another. And I was just like, yeah, this is called The Nick because if you're not careful, you're gonna get tetanus. Like if literally just like rusted metal,
yeah,
you know, the sides of the walls and stuff. But it was good. The show was decent. Okay turnout. There might have been like 50 people there. which
that's pretty good for a little bar.
For where we were and everything. I was
that's a show.
Could have been
51 if you guys didn't kick out that guy.
I know, dude. He would have been the life of the party.
Your fans, bro.
I know,
bro. That guy throwing down in the pit with his little walker and cane just.
If he would have held off, if he would have held off for like an hour and a half, he would have seen the show. He was a little
That's what he was excited for too.
I know. I felt bad when they said they kicked him out. I'm like,
poor,
man, come on,
he's not.
He's being rowdy, but he's not like bothering anyone, you know.
Except for the chairs.
Yeah, they just usually like any bar I've been to, if somebody like starts falling over and knocking shit over, they'll kick him out just because it's only gonna get worse at that point, you know.
Yeah. I signed a dude's ass.
I saw that. Tattooed his ass.
Yep. I should have wore the hat they gave me. Fuck.
How did that come to fruition?
He showed up to the show and he just was like, "Hey man, if we go outside, will you sign my ass?" And I like went with him to the side outside. Yeah, he didn't want to pull his pants down in the bar around.
Okay,
people.
He's a respectable man then.
Yeah. Respectable ass shower.
There's like and bathrooms so we, and stuff, but yeah, okay, fair enough.
Yeah, we went outside like around the place, and he pulled his pants down and showed me his bare ass, and I signed
it. Take that out of context.
He just like spreads his asshole open and shows his ball and dick.
Yeah, can you sign my butt cheek, but like tucks his balls between his legs so they're just like towards his ass?
Yeah, he just like pranked you. He wanted to like go to you or whatever.
I signed the top of a Jeep, like the part that goes to a Jeep, like the inside panel.
Was somebody just carrying that?
Yeah, he carried it inside and was like, "Can you please sign the top of my Jeep?" I was like,
"All right."
Absolutely. Just carries his Jeep inside. Please sign this.
He arrives it through
the front
door.
Yep.
I'll be right back. Floors it into everyone, kills him. But yeah, I went to a tattoo place after the show, and the tattoo artist tattooed his ass, but I got to do a smiley face.
Is that your first tattoo?
The finishing touch.
Yeah, that's my first time with holding a tattoo gun. Which actually, I have a lot more respect for those people. Not saying that I didn't, but the fucking way you have to do it is, it's not easy. It's not just like you're tracing over some shit. You gotta
put like
spread the fucking skin.
Yeah,
and everything.
Dude, it's my my friend's a tattoo artist, and she let me practice on her like pigskin thing. Like a lot of apprentices get like a big fucking side of a hog. And that's the closest thing to like human skin, so you can just practice tattooing on it. And yeah, I tried to do like a little doodle, and it was like fucking difficult. Like things like straight lines are hard because you're literally like punching through skin like whatever the fuck million times a fucking second.
Right.
Not actually, but so it's just like dragging that like consistently across flesh.
Smushy.
Flesh just like moving.
Crazy difficult.
Yeah.
Especially over somebody's like elbow or like up their shoulder, like that's crazy.
At least you got to do the ass. I feel like the ass would be a little easier because it's like quite meaty and muscly. Or if like like Deuce said, if you're trying to do like elbow or like rib cage or like I don't know somebody's hand or foot, like
angles
something that doesn't have a lot of muscle.
Yeah,
that would be hell, not fun. But that's a cool ass first thing to tattoo is somebody's bare ass with a smiley face because he likes your music.
The place was called Stay Gold, Stay Gold Tattoo in Alabama, I think is what the name of it is. Let me cite my sources here and make sure I get it right for anyone interested.
Will tattoo
they were really
people
cool.
tattoo anything on your body?
I think there's rules about certain stuff.
Any place on your body, I guess is what I should ask. Anywhere? Like, what if I wanted
as long as they're cool with it, I'm pretty sure, like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever.
What if,
I think it's like up to their
butthole.
Discretion. Yeah. Well, isn't there a bitch? I feel like I saw her on Twitter or something.
A bitch.
There's a lady with like an octopus around her asshole.
Oh yeah. I've seen that.
Jesus. Hell yeah.
There's like her butthole is like the beak of the octopus, and then the rest is like
tentacles
octopus.
Like coming out of her ass. Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah. Yeah.
God.
Yeah. It was either Reddit or Twitter that I saw that lady's asshole.
She was like a big, huge ass too, huh?
Yeah, it's just
like
a I didn't consent to seeing
BBWS,
it. It just kind of showed up, and I was a little upset about it at first. But then I was kind of filled with like wanderlust of like, what is this? I need to look at it further.
Yeah, so, Stay Gold Tattoo Studios in Fultondale, Alabama.
Hell yeah!
Where,
all right, well,
we
cool
went.
Place.
Shout out them! Shout out them!
Shout out them for letting Mr. Soup tattoo a guy's ass cheek.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, definitely mark that off the bucket list.
Where are the rest of your shows at?
After that, we played in Jonesboro, which is basically like a little ways out of Atlanta, which was really cool. Super dope venue. Everyone there was really cool. Nothing super crazy at that one. Just your no asses being tattooed.
Standard show.
Standard regular show.
Signing just paper and stuff instead of body
just
parts.
T-shirts and stuff.
You're going to be chasing that high forever. What's the next thing you're going to sign? Some guy's balls.
Little Gooch signature.
Little ball. Oh, the side of somebody's dick. That'd be kind of cool. But they'd probably have to be hard, which then would kind of add a weird little dynamic to it. Cause they're
I think that's the first and only ass cheek I'm going to tattoo. I think I'm going to call it. My ass tatting career after that one is
that's
probably
smart,
over.
Smart, because your fans are going to be lining up to have their ass assigned.
Yeah. They're going to bring their own tattoo gun from home and just be like, do it in this gross bathroom.
Yeah, so I just...
Let that game be the most, like, the original one that gets the ass tat.
Yeah. I'm just thinking about, like, when that guy dies and he's in a morgue and they're, like, doing an autopsy on his body and they just see my name on his ass.
What did you sign as? Dallas Soup?
Yeah, Dallas Soup. Yeah. Like, pretty big, too. Like, the guy filled it in. It wasn't just like he traced my signature. Like, he went back over and, like, filled in the big lines and everything.
They're going to think he owned, like, a volunteer soup kitchen in Dallas and that he was, like, this really nice guy. But in reality, he's just a fan of some dumb fuck on the internet and got a tattoo on him.
That's there forever. Literally until he
That's
he
wild.
Passes
yeah,
on.
He's going to, yeah, he's going to be, like, an 85-year-old man in a nursing home getting, like, elder abuse, and they're just going to be smacking his little weird-ass tattoo with a paddle or whatever they do to old people there. Gonna be wild.
All right.
A lot.
I was smacking his ass too. I was smacking his ass. We got a video of it. Like whenever I went to go sign it, I was just like slapping his other ass cheek.
I think that's just gay. I think he just had gay relations with that man.
It was pretty gay. Not gonna lie.
Fucking gripping his other ass cheek. While you
I was fucking like smacking his ass and then tattooing the other cheek.
He's probably fucking loving that.
Oh, yeah.
Did he fart? Did he fart while you did it?
Why'd you ask that like three times?
You asked like four times. Did he fart?
Please answer fast. Did he fart?
Please tell me he farted, bro.
Tell me he farted. Well, I'm thinking about
this.
Dude's about to have another career path.
I can smell farts and get my artistic abilities out there. But I'm thinking about that woman who got her autism. What'd you say?
What? The woman who got her autism?
I thought McNasty just said autism for no reason out of nowhere.
I got that in first grade.
Yeah, because you said artistic, and I said, yeah, autistic. Oh.
No, I was thinking about the bitch that got her octopus butthole tattoo. Like, there's no way she wasn't, like, sharting all over that dude the whole time.
Well, there's like, that probably took like multiple days of multiple sessions of tattoos. There's no way one didn't squeak out in those like 3 days.
Hell no.
I'm sure the tattoo artist probably loved it, so.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know if he, I mean, I guess if he's tattooing around a butthole, like he knows what he's getting into.
Yeah.
Like I'm if sure you're that's wrestling, first radio. Yeah, you're wrestling that bear, you got to be ready when it wants berries.
When it wants what?
What a great analogy.
Yeah, that was like a southern analogy right there.
Wow.
Erection on baby, ready when you want berries.
Yeah.
When you're wrestling the pooter, don't be surprised when the scooter comes out to pooter.
No. Amen.
So where are you going
word
next?
Time out.
Where are you going next with your band?
Tennessee.
Ooh, where in Tennessee?
Johnson City.
Ooh.
You're up.
Anything actually in Nashville?
No, nothing in Nashville yet, unfortunately. Mm. We definitely want to go to Nashville.
That would be a really fun place to play, I feel like.
Austin, Texas, we want to go back to there and play some shows. That place is like the live music capital of the world now.
Really?
I'm pretty sure it's bigger than Nashville for live music now.
That doesn't surprise me. I mean, Nashville, like, kind of took a turn towards, like, clubs. Like, there's a lot of fucking clubs in Nashville that just have, like, I don't know, normal ass trap club music that kind of sucks ass, which is a little bit sad because obviously it was known so long for having so much live music, but there's still a shit ton.
Sure.
there's like a lot of it has transitioned into clubs and stuff and like more profitable venues that people just go and get 400 drinks at and don't care about $20 shots. Mm-hmm. So I get it, but it's sad.
Nashville's sick though.
Nashville would be really fucking fun to play. Especially because that's such a dope area of the U.S. Like, it's such a nice area to hang out in, too.
Yeah, and the places that you play, like the in the bigger cities and stuff, you know, the turnout is a lot better in,
yeah,
in the bigger cities and stuff, yeah, instead obviously of just playing like a parking lot or whatever.
Yeah, parking lot in a town of 8,000 people.
Those are fun, though. Parking lot shows are good.
I watched the sound video quality. Of your one.
What were you saying, dude?
I just said they look insane, like the energy.
Yeah.
There's a, yeah, they're
running
nuts.
Because there's like so much room, people could just like, nobody has to be all cramped in like one small room.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only problem with those is the sound and heat. Because like, I think at one of our parking lot shows, I think someone like almost passed out or something from heat exhaustion and dehydration.
Yeah. Well, you are just out in the elements.
Don't want that.
Yeah. I feel like it'd be better to do that like in the spring or like fall or something.
Yeah, because it's already hot as fuck, and then fucking on top of that, you have like 200
shoulder
people breathing
shoulder,
and screaming.
Yeah. Yeah, and the asphalt is like absorbing all the sun.
Yeah, it's really hot.
When you play at like a bar or a smaller venue, is there always like a resident dude who will keep like retards off the stage? Or are you just completely at the mercy of people? Like, could someone come up and just like rip your head off if they wanted to?
It depends on the venue. Some places...
That's
some places
the weirdest
will
way
have
to ask that question.
Is there a bouncer? There you go.
At some places, yes. At a lot of places, no. But like at the nicer venues and stuff, yeah, you'll have like staff and everything who will be at the front and will kind of hold back people.
Yeah, I guess you don't get that at all in a parking lot because that's just you and
no,
the,
yeah,
and the
you're
dudes
just there.
Yeah, literally like 2 feet away.
Yeah.
I know,
have you ever had anybody get a little too like handsy or like a little too close to you?
I know at one of our shows we played in a record store and somebody during like one of our breakdowns, which it wasn't really anyone's fault, but like the crowd was getting really wild, like the mosh pit was fucking going and people were like stage diving and the stage we were playing on wasn't very big and we have monitors in front of us. Like I have like 2 or 3 monitors that are lined up in front of me so I can hear back the guitar and everything and the vocals, and I think somebody like fell off the top of somebody and like hit a monitor with their body.
Damn.
Like their back just like hit a monitor and the fucking monitor hit the microphone and went poof, right in my mouth.
Oh
yeah, that shit hurt.
That would hurt like a motherfucker.
Weird chain of
yeah
events.
I thought I was bleeding. I like stopped for a second. I stopped playing and I was like checking my lips, and I was like, all right, I'm not bleeding. We're
dude,
good.
Something that's about microphones out hitting your lips is just the most painful fucking thing for, like, oh, no yeah reason, because they're not that heavy. I don't know if it's, like, the texture of them or what, but, like, yeah, I mine wasn't exactly like that. I just fucking big monkey mode, just, like, I came in late, so I went to, like, quickly pull the mic to my face, and I literally just punched myself in the mouth with it, and all right here was just, like, swollen as fuck and bleeding for, like, 2 days. Just from microphone. And it wasn't even like I like jammed it. It was just like a normal amount of force that you'd put into it. I don't know what the fuck going on with those, but those shits hurt.
Bitches just, can hurt, dude.
Yeah,
they
you
can
just need to keep a pop filter on it. Just as not for the actual pop,
so if you should just take your headset mic out there. That.
Yeah.
See that on.
With my 5 foot
so
cord.
So awkward.
<That'd> you can like
so
barely
odd
move.
Wait, right next like to Backstreet Boys.
Oh yeah, like they have the
all the boy bands that do that, so they can thing like dance.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. Weird.
You should like start dancing on stage, just do like choreographed dancing with the band.
Sometimes I'll do a little ditty when I'm up there.
Well, that's really? Like, have you ever seen what is her? Ashley Simpson. Have you guys ever seen that clip of her? Like, God, it was a long time ago. She went on a show, like one of those talk shows to perform, and her backing track started
yeah
before she was ready. And like back then, lip syncing was like a big deal. And the backing track came on and like showed that she like was lip syncing, and she didn't know what to do, so she just did like the most awkward little hoedown jig and then just left the stage. And dude, I watch it every once in a while and it is fucking I need you guys to watch it.
I think Family Guy did like a little clip on that one time.
Yeah, they did. Dude, it is so fucking awkward. All right, well, I'm gonna make you guys watch it. I'm gonna link it.
All right,
while you're linking that, also at the record store there were people like random people will come to these venues and take photos or whatever. And the person that was taking the photos had this fucking massive bright white light right on the ground in front of me and was like, had it pointed up towards my fucking face. And I was like, every time I would look down at my base to see where I was like at, you know, I would just be flashbanged by this fucking light. And I walked over after we finished the song and I just pointed it down. And then midway through the next song, they had turned it back up. So I walked over to it, just fucking kicked it. I'm like, God damn it, get the fucking light out of my way. I can't see shit.
That'd be so ass.
All right, let's watch this video.
Yeah, we could watch this. It's only a minute. I just need you guys to see the little hoedown. That's all I need. God.
Oh, man.
Dude, it is so... Dude.
Why was that her first reaction?
Not to just, like, come in, like, slightly late, but just do a little... He does a second one, I think. Hold on.
Is this on live TV?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was on SNL.
No, then she just leaves.
Oh,
it,
yeah, SNL.
And she just heads
out. Oh, my God.
The band just plays without her.
Chapter 1. Wayfair welcomes you to the Waberhood. Our hero, Titus Burgess, ambled down the stylish street of an enchanting utopia. A woman waved from a chic lounger. "Welcome to the Waberhood," she said, "where Wayfair helps everyone create a home they love." Titus stared in awe. Bohemian Boulevard, Trendsetter Terrace, Mid-Century Circle.
Titus, You're reading the Wayfair catalog.
Oh, you'll love Chapter 2. Wayfair's fast and free shipping saves a potluck.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Just starts without her at that
point. This is karaoke. I guess anybody can come up on stage now and just start singing.
Yeah, dude, I watched that for the first time, like, recently, and I could not believe it. It was just...
That's old as fuck. That's, at least, 20 years old. That's old.
Yeah, it is. Just a little fucking... Just the fact that her first reaction is just the most... hit the most awkward little
goofy, like...
Most goofy, awkward-looking dance, and then just leave the stage instead
peanut
of like.
Why did she just completely stop? She could have just picked
came
up
in
like
slightly late. Yeah, like who cares? Like
just play it off like, oh, whoops. Yeah. And then
I think it was just because it was around that time when like lip syncing was really, really frowned
upon. Yeah, back
then
everyone was like lip syncing's horrible. Now it's like you go to see like any major artist and their backing track is literally the song, and they're just doing like fucking ad libs and
they're
shit.
They're just miming it.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I whatever, it's still fine. But yeah, it's just so funny. It's such an awkward clip. But I don't know. You just reminded me of that when you said do a little dance.
Yeah.
But I'm glad the tour is going well.
Yeah, it's going great.
I went to Toronto to go see Jid and Smino. Yeah, JID.
Jid and Smino.
He's an artist. Jid and Smino. They're both musicians.
Never heard of that. What kind of music are they?
Jid's like hip-hoppy rap, maybe more rap, maybe some trap style beats, but mostly rap. He's on Dreamville, so like the record label like J. Cole owns. He's fucking insane, and he had a whole live band that played too, and they had a guy with a keytar.
Ooh.
And he was like shredding.
Hell
like, they'd
yeah.
randomly bring him out on stage. He would just fucking shred and then head back. Like,
that's sick.
Just
people
head back
who
off stage.
Come out with a keytar are cracked every time.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
they're
he
about to fuck
nuts.
Some shit up.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
one ever walks out with a keytar and just does like.
And just bombs.
Had a little
Never. Lamb.
Yeah, they're like,
no, no,
you know,
he was going
it's about to get insane.
Dude, he was going crazy. Like, I've never actually watched somebody play a keytar before, but like, guitar, it's like usually when somebody's shredding. Like, the picking hand doesn't look that exciting to watch, because it's just, like, usually they're just, like, whatever,
most
hybrid
is,
picking
most of the left
or
hand's
whatever.
Going off,
yeah, like, slow movement, yeah.
Yeah, it's, like, nothing looks too crazy with it. But, like, keytar, this dude, both hands just going, like, fucking, like, getting all wild. He's got, like, little, what's the little twinkle fingers? What are those called? I don't remember what those
That's
are
me.
Called. But
jazz
my whole name.
Yeah, twinkle fingers. But, yeah, bro, he was going fucking nuts. The drummer he had playing was so sick. The dude, I don't know what like background he had. I don't know if it was like jazz or like whatever, but dude loved to do like metal style breakdown beats. which was really fucking cool over like other trap beats, like almost like old style Polyphia, like Clay from early Polyphia, where they'd play like trap metal.
Yeah.
It was basically like that, but it was really fucking dope. He was insane live. I didn't really know who Smino is that well. He's got a few big songs, but I didn't really know him, so I didn't care too much when he played. But yeah, JID was fucking insane. And then what else happened? I got farted on by a homeless guy.
Hell yeah.
That was cool.
Where he like push his ass up against
him. Did he fart?
Yeah, did he fart? How much fart? What was the volume of the air of his
did
fart?
Did I tell you guys this already when I was drunk? I know I told somebody. I couldn't remember if it was one of you guys I called. Told that I got farted on, but yeah. So I was at a bar called Bar Prequel in Toronto, and
it's on Bar Prequel.
Oh. It's on Queen Street, which is like a very popular area of Toronto and has just like a mix of fucking everything. So there's like a bunch of clubs, bars, and also homeless people standing outside said clubs and bars. So I left the bar right away. There's two homeless people I had interactions with that night. First one, I walk out. And this dude just goes, "Who are you?" I was like, "I'm Matt. Who are you?" And he said, "I'm John." I said, "Okay, hi, John." And he was like very clearly homeless and drunk as fuck. And he's like, "I'm Portuguese." I said, "Okay." And then he gave me a hug. And I walked away. And I didn't really know what to do with that. Kind of sat with me for a little bit. But for some reason, I couldn't get an Uber to where I was staying from there. I don't know why. I just could not find an Uber. So I was like... Yeah, so I don't know. It was just weird. It was like 2 a.m. to be fair, so I don't know. It was weird. But I was like, fuck it. I'll walk for like, it was like an hour and 5 minute walk back to where I need to get. I was like, I'm just going to walk half an hour and then I'll call another Uber because like in half an hour, the way I was walking was a lot more populated. So I started walking down the street, and normally if I'm by myself and there is a homeless guy trying to interact with me that's being like kind of aggressive, I will just completely ignore it. Because that's what you should do. They'll give up and go away and go bother somebody else, especially in a big city. But he was walking next to me. I had my AirPods in. He's walking next to me going, "Hey, hi, hey, I know you can hear me, hi." And like waving like his arm in front of me. He probably followed me for like 2 minutes straight. Jesus. I was like, fuck me. Okay. So I took out my AirPod and I was like, "Yeah, hi, what's up? What do you need?" And he's just like, "Do you have any money?" I was like, "No, I don't have anything." And he walked close to me, just fucking beefed out of his ass and walked away.
Oh my god,
dude! It was
you deserve
thunderous.
That.
It was like thunderous. It wasn't
quarter,
just
man.
It wasn't Tony. Just like a little like. It was like you know when you're like sick, like your stomach really fucking hurts.
Yeah.
Like you got food poisoning. It was like that. Like it was
my god.
Deep rooted. Like, it was in. Yeah, yeah.
Like his cheeks were like.
Yeah, like a fucking motorboat, like an ass motorboat, and I was just like. Perplexed by this. I literally just stood there stunned for a moment as he just walked away to go harass the next person for money, probably loading up another fart. Just
what if that
ready
fart
to go.
Stunned you and he just like you check your wallet and there's like a 20 missing from your wallet.
It's like the world's best pickpocket.
You're like stuck in a fart cloud there just like
yeah, you just like lost a chunk of
skill.
Time in your life.
Put all his skill points into that.
That's wild.
Yeah, dude, it was like one of the most bizarre interactions I've ever had with like a crackhead in Toronto. It was just like, all right, well, I'm going to call an Uber now. And luckily I called an Uber and it was picked me up like right away. And it's like, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not going to walk down Queen Street at 2 a.m. ever again. It's not happening. Yeah, that was fucking doo-doo ass. But the next day, me and Smitty went to a bar. It's a bar called Etoile. And they do like,
that sounds
they
French
normally, yeah, I don't, it's, I don't know why it's a French name. It's in Toronto,
Fatois.
But, so they normally do magic shows and there'll be this lady that comes over and she'll go, "Do you want to see the mysterious magic show? It just costs, bubbles is what they say. You have to buy a bottle of bubbles," which is just this fucking Prosecco or whatever the fuck
champagne?
It is. Champagne? It's not, so I'll get into that. It's not champagne. They don't call it champagne for a reason. They call it bubbles. Every time, we've gone there for like 2 years, they always call it bubbles. But we were like, Smitty, before she even said what it was, she walks up and was like, "Do you guys want it?" And he's like, "Yeah, we're interested." And I was like, "Okay, well, let's see what it is." And she's like, "It's going to be a live jazz show." And I was like, "Bruh, I don't want to see a fucking jazz show." And then she's like, "Yeah, they take like requests of like whatever you want." I was like, all right, all three of us are just requesting.
That sounds boring.
All three of us are requesting Monsters, Inc. back to back. But
yeah, who would watch that?
Dude, it's just like, I wanted to chill. Like, this was like, this was the actual night of the concert. So, like, my ears already, like, I've had enough music. Like, loud show. Like, we got there, and I just wanted to drink and be quiet and hang out, me, him, and Poop Guy.
And Poop Guy!
Smitty Poop said guy. Yes. And I was like, fucking you asshole, whatever. I'm just being a dick, and I'm going to keep requesting Monsters, Inc. I don't fucking care. I'm going to be an asshole because I didn't want to do this.
Did they play it?
So, it gets worse. So, we went in, and the lady's like, oh, hold on. The other guests will be joining you. Normally, the magic show is just like you and whoever you're with. And we're like, oh, my God, there's more fucking people. This is going to be so stupid. So, there is two guys that were on a date. And then another couple and one more couple that were the other two couples around our age. The two dudes were probably like mid 30s and we all went in there and this dude that's playing it. He's like this little Asian guy and he didn't even say hi to anybody yet. The one dude, like, of the gay couple, the one dude walks in. Actually, I don't even think they were a couple. It sounded like they were on, like, one of their first dates or whatever. But he walked in, didn't even say hi to anybody, just looks at the guy with holding his fucking his saxophone. And he goes, hey, man, how old's your horn? The guy's like, what?
What?
He's like, what do you how old?
Just then, something we say in the biz.
Already, I was annoyed at this guy. I was like, I don't know, I reckon it came out at the same time he did. And he just kind of hit me with a little glare because it sounded like he was talking about his wiener. Like, right. And he just, it's just like, all right, I don't want to be here. So I'm just going to be passive aggressive the whole time. And the guy's like, oh, this? I don't know, man. It's just an instrument. I don't know when I got it. The guy's like, oh, okay, whatever. And the guy's like talked about like, what do you want to play and stuff like this? And the guy, like the dude's just playing random notes while he just like talks to us to like take requests and shit. Mm-hmm. And he plays a note. Guy was like, oh, that's a B flat.
He's like, oh, I was like a music snob
one
guy.
Of these guys.
He's so like,
Dude was literally
no,
with you. Is what you
said. No, it's worse than Dude because
he was like a piano to the right. He's like,
it's worse than Dude because the guy playing is like, yeah, that was a G. We're just like, oh, no, this is going to be bad, bro. And so
a music snob who's actually doesn't have any right to be a snob,
doesn't know anything. But he came over to us, just like the lady was bringing us our bubbles, and he goes up to me, Manny, and Smitty, and he goes to Manny first, and what's her name? Manny's like, Manny. And I was like, I'm not giving this guy my fucking name. I don't talk to him ever again. And I was like, my name's Carl. He's like, hi, Carl. And then Smitty was like, my name's Sven. He's like, Ben? Sven.
Pardon?
Sven? Where's that from? He's like, it's Norwegian. Oh, is that where you grew up? No. And I just didn't elaborate at all. Just like, all right. I don't know. It's just fucking awkward as shit. But the guy is waiting there. The lady brings the Prosecco over, whatever. He takes a sip and he's like, oh, this is disgusting. I would rather drink anything but this. This is the worst champagne I've ever had. And I was just on the side of him and I was like, she said it was bubbles. And then she's like, yeah, it's not champagne. We specify. He's like, no, you told me champagne. It's like, she said bubbles. He's like, no, like you 100% came to my table. I remember it. He was with me. You said champagne. I was like, bubbles. Just talking over him because he's just being a fucking ass.
I would have been
like,
you
no,
don't remember
we,
the B flat incident, do
yeah,
you?
Yeah, we always call it bubbles. Bro, he gets worse. So he's arguing with her and she's like, whatever, I won't charge your bill for it. He's like, no, you can charge me for it. And she's like, then what do you want? He's like, just don't call it champagne. She called it bubbles, bro. Stop. So she walks out, whatever. He kept doing, like, he literally just kept doing shit like that all night, where he's just like, the guy would play a song, like, try to play a song, and he'd be like, oh, I know that song, and he'd be like, yeah, that's an original piece I made, so that you don't know the song.
Oh, that's the worst.
And it just kept going throughout the night, and then they got talking about, like, random shit, like, the one couple asked if he ever plays, like, any other bars where they could actually watch him play his own music, and the other guy just started, the one gay dude just chimed in again out of nowhere. He's like, you guys will find that I'm very seldom wrong. And me and Smitty just started fucking dying. I was like literally thinking, I was like, bro, we've been in here for 10 minutes. He has been wrong like 7 times.
And it's just like, he's betting it's zero
just
so far.
Literally just nonstop. Like he's talking to the guy playing again after the guy played an original piece. It was really fucking good. And the guy's like, oh, I could see like there wasn't that much passion in that, but I could get what you were trying to play. And the dude's like, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm just trying to play right now. And the guy was like, well, I get why you wouldn't have a lot of passion. Like, you don't really have anything in the world that angers you or like, you know, oppresses you. And the guy's like, what? He's like, you know, people your age, they have it so easy. You know, they have nothing difficult in life. And he's like, sure,
I feel
man.
Like I'm sitting next to this guy right now listening to it. It's pissing me
dude,
off.
Yeah,
it's
I'm getting
literally
this is painful. And I wasn't even
dude,
there.
It was so, we were only in this room for about 25 minutes. All of this was compressed into a 25-minute span while in between like 5-minute music breaks.
See, Blarg, your problem is you've never met a virtuoso before. You just don't
dude,
know how to handle
him. I literally have I'm not an aggressive man, but I have never wanted to punch somebody in the fucking face so bad in my life. And then the worst one, that's not even the worst part of it. This dude's playing, and he's this little Asian guy, and he's like, hey, man, I think I saw you in Hot Tub Time Machine. And, like, he, like, looked around at all of us waiting for somebody to, like, giggle. And the dude playing was like, is that racist? He's like, no, man, it's just, like, a joke. We're like, okay. And then his date leaves and just left him in there.
Oh, my God.
So it's just him now. And the guy's like, we were the last like group of the night that was supposed to see him. And so we're just like chatting with the guy that was playing afterwards. And the one dude's another musician, like he played in a jazz band. So they're actually talking about music while, you know, whatever the fuck his name is still trying to figure out what, you know, what note everything is.
How old
is.
The horn is.
Yeah, how old the horn is. Still trying to ponder that. But yeah, like it was just so awkward. He sat in there for probably like 15 minutes after just trying to talk to this guy. And he was like arguing with them about everything and like trying to be right about everything. It's just,
I don't know.
Dude, he was so annoying. I was so pissed off.
I don't know if it's just because music's like a fine art, but like pretentious music people are just so obnoxious.
Okay,
like,
the
above
thing
anything
is,
else, man.
Is like, if he was pretentious and actually knew everything he was talking about,
yeah.
I'd be like,
earned his stripes,
all
or
right,
whatever.
Yeah, you know what? You're annoying, and like we're all just trying to listen to this guy like play. We didn't even actually end up actually giving him requests. We just kept telling him to play his own stuff because it was actually like pretty impressive. Like it was like a really weird like jazz style with like he'd put in like little bits of like modern hip-hop that he liked, but then he'd just throw in like the most obscure fucking jazz shit ever. But yeah,
sounds
it was
cool.
Just like... Yeah, it's just like this guy clearly knew what he was doing, the guy that was playing. And the guy talking to him literally didn't know fucking anything. Mm-hmm. He asked him how to make harmonics, like guitars, on the instrument shit. And it's just like, bro, you think he's going to give you a fucking lesson right now? But the guy could kind of do it. He could make like, he could actually make things that kind of sounded like similar to how guitar harmonics sound. But I was just like, bro, like, what are you asking this guy to do? Like, he's just so ass.
You know what's funny
so
is
annoying, bro.
I just started learning how to play the sax like less than a week ago. And I already know that you can't really make harmonics on an air instrument.
Like, yeah,
you can do
make
an octave
like,
up. You can like play a note low and then go an octave up. But
yeah,
like,
essentially what it is. But I guess the timbre of it,
it's not.
Yeah.
I wouldn't exactly. Yeah,
but it's not really called a harmonic.
No,
like,
it's not a harmonic. It's just kind of like something that kind of sounds similar, I suppose. Yeah. Like, dude, just the worst guy to spend 25 minutes in a room with.
And, yeah, I've seen plenty of those guys in my comments over the years. You know, you just people who they've been on Musician for a week and they think they know everything about music.
But seeing them live is just incredible.
Out in the wild. Yeah.
Yeah, just like watching somebody be so clueless to how much everyone in the room wants him to leave. Like everyone was being so passive aggressive.
No, like social awareness.
No,
gotta be some
none.
Level of autism
like,
there.
The fact that his date left 100%. Should be a big fucking red flag.
Yeah.
Right,
like,
not even the person
bro.
Who already knows you could stand to be there.
Yeah, literally, just fucking wild. And me, Smitty, and Manny left while they were arguing because we were just like, "This is fucking stupid." See you later. And we left, and like 20 minutes later, they all emerged from the room. And I went to go to the bathroom, and I walked by the guy that was playing, and I was like, "How was the conversation with that guy?" After he's like, dude, I genuinely think that's the worst experience I've had with somebody. And I was like, yeah, I would have stayed and supported you, but I think I would have killed myself. And he's like, yeah, no, I considered it a few times, and then, you know, that was it. But it's just like, bro, that's wild.
Yeah, but, that sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, the fact that his opening line was, hey, bro, how old's your horn? Like, that should have been the red flag right off the get-go.
Yeah,
like,
that's something that I don't really think matters at all either.
Bro, how old's your horse? It's like, bro, what? That's your opening line, and then arguing with someone right away. It's just like, Jesus, fucking brainless. But yeah,
McNasty, how's band shit been going for you?
Yeah, how's the single doing?
It's doing pretty good. It was starting to pop off a little bit on YouTube, getting recommended well.
Nice.
Somebody posted it on r/deathcore on Reddit, and it was like the top post for like a couple days, which is pretty cool.
Nice.
And then because of that,
what's been the reception from that so far? People like it?
Most people like it. So we took a lot of inspiration from Lauren Shore. Obviously, I've stated that multiple times. And I think we might have taken a little bit too much inspiration. Like, because I remember we were writing the song, there were certain parts where I'd be like, oh, like they did this part, like we should like do something like it. And then without even really like realizing, we ended up just like doing the same thing, but just in like different lyrics. So there were like some people were catching on that it was like too similar, but I especially on the Reddit, because you know Reddit. Like,
yeah, oh, I mean sure. Reddit.
Everyone's an
Reddit.
Expert.
Reddit is literally that guy is on Reddit. That guy's an
that jazz guy.
Reddit incarnate, essentially.
Yeah, that is him. That is Reddit walking around.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, but I was like replying to people, and I was like, yeah, we realize that we might have gotten a little bit too close, but next time we'll make sure in our future songs to branch off of it. You know, find our own sound.
That's fine.
Yeah. That's also like, your first song, so
you
like,
gotta start
the odds
somewhere.
The odds of you immediately having your completely own unique sound on your first song is like, that doesn't happen often.
Yeah,
you
but most
kind of develop into it.
Exactly. Yeah, most of the comments were like super psyched. Like they were, a lot of people were really surprised that it was so like well produced. Like
it
I
was
feel like
very
a lot
well
of people,
produced.
A
yeah,
lot of people
I
expected
it
to be kind of like, you know, first song, first band.
Fruity Loop sounding kind of
exactly like unprocessed drums, like not mixed at all. But luckily we have Andrew from Bro Job, who's just
good at what he does.
Yeah,
he's been in the game for a while, right?
Yeah, he's
been
had
doing it a long time.
So he's had Bro Job for pretty much ever, but he's also had a lot of different bands that he's done. Like he used to have this band called Into Infernus, which was essentially it was pretty much black and deathcore, which is what like Lorna is, that's us, Worm Shepherd, like those type bands. And he's been like doing this stuff for like a long time, and pretty grateful that he was able, like he was willing to hop on End of an Era, which was something I wasn't expecting.
That's really cool.
Like I knew he would help us, like I was like, he'll for sure like help us like mixing and stuff, but I didn't expect him to like join. He's staying with Bro Job. He's not just gonna like ditch Bro Job and for End of an Era, but yeah, it's pretty cool. And
I'm glad it's doing well.
Yeah, it is. It's doing pretty good. Even like the big, the reaction guys, like on TikTok and stuff, like they were also talking. It's like, yeah, it sounds like Lorna Shore, but they were like, yeah, it still sounds pretty good.
Not exactly a slur against you guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. That's a compliment in my eyes. So,
yeah, for sure. I just need to work on like figuring out like promotion beyond just like putting it in a YouTube video and be like, hey, go listen to this. Like, I want to figure out ways to, like, promote it, like...
Market it to the right people.
Yeah, because deathcore, like, a lot of people listen to deathcore. It's definitely not a small genre, but it's smaller than a lot of genres. Like, it's not... It's kind of a little bit more niche. A little more niche, yeah. I wouldn't say it's not niche by any means, but it is more niche than, like, you know, heavy rock, classic rock.
Well, if you picked
like,
random people off the sidewalk, most of them probably don't listen to it, but some will.
Exactly, yeah. So, I just got to figure out a way to, like, even just, like, paid promotion. Like, I figured if there's any way I can, like, pay for, like, good promotion, I'd be down to do that. I just don't really know where to go further than...
I don't know where you'd even post that or, like, promote it. Because, like you said, it's such a, like, niche audience.
I feel like with music too, so much of it is word of mouth. You know, people that like it will go tell their friends and stuff. That's like the number one way. I feel like with music at least.
Well,
you can pay. You can pay for a fucking $1 million marketing plan, but it doesn't mean people will like it. You know
exactly. So, yeah.
If anything, it might even like annoy people. Like I know there's a lot of like Like, if I get a YouTube ad of, like, a band or song, like, before a video, I'm usually like, okay, go away. Like, I'm not even think twice.
Yeah, I don't want to do anything like that.
That's how I am with any ad. Like, if I ever see an ad, I'm just like, you will not get in my brain.
Yeah. No, you love subscribe. Ads. You love ads. You love ads. Put them on all our things. We love ads. Click ads.
Speaking of ads, use code Goons.
Yeah, use code Goons.
Oh, I'm good segue, actually, because I wanted to bring this up to you guys on the podcast. I know we talked a little bit about it last night.
Yeah.
Did you guys get the new box? Did everyone get the new package? I got mine last night.
Mm-hmm. No.
Did you get the...
Talking about the bars, right?
The bars.
I got
are
two.
We, I don't even know the if, two if they're released. The are these are the bars released yet before I show it on camera?
No, these might be NDA'd.
Really?
Actually?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know anything about
them. I have no idea what anyone's talking about.
Hold on.
What bars?
Let me look.
Yeah, let's see. I've never seen a bar. Before we start talking about this.
I could have sworn I know it's... I feel like it's out. I could have sworn.
Let's see.
I had a buddy mention this to me once.
Okay,
no.
I see them on their website.
Okay,
yeah,
they're on their website. All right, we're good.
They're on the website.
Yeah, I feel like they definitely would have notified us to not...
Sus bar.
These things right here. So I saw... I got this in the package that they sent us.
Yep.
And I wanted all of us... So, preface real quick. These contain insects.
Yeah, doggy.
As most things do.
These come from our management team, by the way. They just sent us a box of fucking insect bars.
They sent us a box of damn crickets.
Roach bar.
I've already ate both of mine. I love those things. Every time they send me a box, they're gone in like 3 or 4 days.
Did you know
days.
There was insects in them?
Yeah. I literally have... Do you understand how often crickets are used in things? Look.
Do you understand how much Canadians eat crickets? We love them. We love the cricket.
How? Okay, I'm gonna find you a list of food that has bugs in it.
That's so stupid.
I mean, I know there's like a lot of accidental bugs.
I don't know about all the intentional bugs. I get it. People eat bugs, Blarg. I understand. I used to eat bugs and boogers when I was in fourth grade, but
we all got to grow up at some point, Blarg.
It just caught me off guard when I was like, "Oh, there's insects in this? Okay."
Yeah,
it's
but
not
it,
like
you can't
you know,
tell
taboo.
You're eating a bug. You can't tell you're eating a bug. It tastes like a Rice Krispie.
Tomato sauce has many bugs.
Many.
Peanut butter has many bugs. Pasta has many bugs.
How?
I'm not opposed to eating bugs. I like sucking up worms out of the earth. It threw me off guard when I read it contains insects. I'm like, oh shit.
Crispy
salamander
cricketine.
Cricketine. Get your daily cricketine in your diet.
I ain't a natty lifter, bro. I'm taking that cricketine.
Protein bar is strictly made of cricket.
Chapter 1. Wayfair welcomes you to the neighborhood. Our hero, Titus Burgess, ambled down the stylish street of an enchanting utopia. A woman waved from a chic lounger. "Welcome to the neighborhood," she said, "where Wayfair helps everyone create a home they love." Titus stared in awe. Bohemian Boulevard, Trendsetter Terrace, Mid-Century Circle.
Titus, you're reading the Wayfair catalog.
Oh, you'll love Chapter 2. Wayfair's fast and free shipping saves the potluck.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
It really caught me off guard, but I wanted to try these with you guys if everyone has one.
I've already eaten all mine.
I've already tried them, yeah.
They're good. I eat them all the time.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, I wanted to wait and give my official Code Goon sponsored review of the cricket bar.
I think you will like it.
So this is there a certain flavor? OG flavor. All right, so I just got the OG cricket bar here. It's the sus bar from G-Subs.
It literally tastes like... That's how they put protein in. It literally is a Rice Krispie with small amounts of protein.
Yeah. It's just kind of chewy.
I've eaten the crickets in the boxes before, like the little orange packet things with the crickets. You just straight up eat the...
like a salted...
Like
straight
petrified...
No, I've never had them, but I heard they just taste like potato chips. They're just like little crispy
seasoned like things. It tasted more like a sunflower seed to me.
I've eaten ants.
Yeah, like that consistency of a sunflower seed, you know?
Yeah.
But it... it literally just looks like a Rice Krispie treat. Like, it doesn't look, I was expecting like a little roach leg in there, you know, crawling around, little eyeball.
Yeah, it's just a compressed square of crickets.
Cookies.
Most gross looking thing ever.
Wings and legs.
A lot,
hanging
a lot of cookies have cricket in them. They have,
it smells good.
Cricket flour.
Yeah,
it does smell good.
I feel like you're gonna eat it, and not even like. It's just going to taste like a normal thing.
Yeah, like if I would have just ate it without knowing.
If you bit into it and it tasted like fucking bugs, do you think they would sell it? Yummy. It's a fucking It's a fucking Rice Krispie full of protein. They taste absolutely fantastic, and they have 8 grams of protein, I think, for 100 calories. Pretty damn good macros.
Not too bad. Not too bad.
Yeah. That's fine.
That's on par with like most protein bars. So
yeah, good. Yeah. Like if you ate 2 of those, you wouldn't be that far off of like a normal protein bar. And it actually tastes good. It doesn't taste like licking your dad's powdered asshole.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because a lot of protein bars taste like shit, and the ones that do taste good are like 300 calories and only 20 grams of protein.
Yeah, a bunch of sugar in it.
Sugar.
Yeah. Yeah.
If it don't taste like battery acid, don't eat it.
Yeah, dude, that's...
Or, unless it's a sus bar, because those actually taste really good.
Correct.
If somebody was to give me that without the packaging or anything, and was just like, this is a Rice Krispie treat, just eat this, I would not know any difference.
You would know the difference.
No.
Yeah, that's good. I recommend the sus bar.
Good, yeah, I good think you're, sus bar. I think you're putting a little too much weight on the fact that there is bugs in it, considering how many things have bugs that you eat, like, daily. Like, when you eat
bread... I was
bread,
just expecting cricket legs like, and shit to be hanging out of it, which would have been more badass gamer stuff.
You were
just, like,
put really
it up to your ear
expecting?
And it's, like, chirping. It's just a live crickets.
Just moving, kicking while you're trying to eat it.
There's also... Are these not crickets on the front?
Oh, I don't know. Are they?
Probably not. I don't know if they would, like...
Oh, that
would
be I guess it's
branding,
like a,
I feel like.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like a hand... It's like a hand with an eyeball. I thought that was like a fucking cricket on there. So that's I was sort of expecting to see cricket parts in it.
Oh, but, my God.
Hey, you never know, bro. You never know.
This man is delusional.
Code Goons.
Code
yeah,
Goons
use Code
for
Goons
all
to go get yourself some cricket food.
Yeah, go buy it some insects.
Go buy the same. Go buy the same thing you'd feed to a frog. Just
yeah, frogs eat good, bro.
Yeah.
Frogs are a big fan of crickets.
Yeah, and goons are big fans of frogs, so it's like full circle.
Yeah, exactly. It all works out.
We love frogs. Frogs love crickets. We love crickets.
Circle of life.
Yeah, yeah, sure. I don't know.
You ever heard Circle of Life from Lion King? That's what the song was about. It's a circle of life.
Oh, yeah, that song.
Yeah,
no, I had no idea until you started singing it. I had no idea.
What if a 12-pound cricket climbed out of my throat? Like right now, I don't know.
We'd probably turn it into flour, put it inside of bread and cookies and sus bars.
Like you just ate its egg.
My jaw unhinges and a 12-pound cricket just chirps and flies out of my mouth.
They can not fly, I don't think. Can they?
Yeah. They can jump like a motherfucker.
Yeah, they jump. Well, yeah.
Jumping is technically flying for a short amount of time.
They have wings, though. I think they can
like
float.
It's like me choosing to crawl.
They can like
have wings. I think you're thinking of grasshoppers or like locusts.
They don't have...
You know what, you're right. I think you're right about that.
I'm pretty
sure. Wait, I gotta look at a cricket now.
Yeah, I think I'm also thinking
just
of grasshoppers.
Look at a sus bar.
Listen, bro, jumping is flying for a short amount of time. I will not be told otherwise.
Oh, I'm like just 90% sure they do not have wings.
It's just a bunch of British people holding the 2x4 when you type in cricket.
Okay, hold on. Jerusalem and camel crickets do not have wings, while field crickets
I do not
and house
like the word camel cricket
have wings.
That does not sound good.
Yeah, so the crickets we see do have little wings, I think. Because I don't think we live in Jerusalem. To my knowledge.
I'm aware of.
You've been closer there, though, Blarg, so you've probably seen them.
Yeah. You know, shout out Palestine. What's left of it. Anywho.
McNasty, how was your first, your recent gambling experience?
I can fix him.
Terrible. Actually, when
go
I
go into extreme
no,
excruciating
it.
Detail.
I mean, it was a,
well, he was
it
sitting
was
there farting
minimal.
On his friend while he gambled.
So I went to Pismo in California. It's a beach, and it's kind of an beach. There's not really a whole lot to do there, but a lot of good food. It's kind of more of like a party town, like because it's near San Luis Obispo, and they have like a college, and it's like kind of a college.
San who to Obispo?
San Luis Obispo. It's also another.
Put sand in your Crisco.
Sand full of
exactly,
piss
yeah.
boats.
No, but there's a casino over in that area, and my cousin and his friend who lives in Pismo are big like gambling guys, like gamble all the time. So I went there and I was like, fuck it, I'll try something. So I sat down at this table and it was like,
what table?
It was, remember that one I told you about? It was like this, it was this big circle, and then the, you on the screen, you can play like Baccarat, three card poker.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So the like non-social, roulette. I don't want to talk to people video yeah. poker type beat.
Yeah, but then there's an actual okay. real guy in the middle who's controlling all of it, and there's like a camera yeah. above it, and yeah. So I played that, and I actually won a little bit. I just put 20 in because I was like, I went there fully like expecting not to do anything. I just wanted to go just because I didn't want to sit in the hotel room for 5 hours while they were playing. And yeah, and then I put 20 bucks in. I won like 50. And then they started playing Ultimate Texas Hold'em, which is essentially Texas Hold'em, but everybody sitting at the table is going against the dealer. So you're not right. like going against everybody that's sitting there. And yeah, I didn't really play that. I just kind of sat there and like watched them play it. And then there was like a slot nearby. And then I put my ticket in, which had the funds on it that I won. And I literally just blasted through that in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, like, that's
easy
that
to do.
It was, yeah. Like at first I was betting the lowest amount. It was like 75 cents and I was just hitting it. And it, I would win, it'd be like 2 cents or 4 cents winnings.
That's
and I'm like,
why you
what?
gotta do max bet. That's why you
yeah, and then I went
that's
to
why
max
you gotta put your life savings in it all at
correct.
Once.
Correct.
Your kids' college funds.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then I went up to max bet, which was like 375, but I only had like 70 bucks. So I was blasting through that. But then a couple times I would win like 15 bucks and I'm like, okay. But I would just blast through that 15 in like three spins. And then after, before I knew it, I had 12 cents left in the card. And then I just threw it away. And then I just sat there and finished watching them play Texas Hold'em. And then I went home.
You got to go with more money up front.
I just
if you
don't.
Play longer.
You got to go with
know,
more money.
I know.
That's the best advice I've ever heard right there.
Take
know,
more
but,
money
but
to the casino.
The thing is I just don't enjoy the process of gambling. Like the game itself doesn't excite me.
Have you played craps before?
I like roulette.
No, but I've watched
like
you play craps.
I feel like you would, if we all sat down and played craps and blackjack, I feel like you'd have a great time.
Yeah. I want to play craps really bad. I don't want to play with people who are like seasoned veterans.
Know what the fuck's going
on, yeah. Because I want to learn, like I want to have the experience of learning with friends. So I'm very down for us to go.
I feel like if I went with you guys, I'd probably have a little bit more enjoyment. But they, like my cousin and his friend, they kind of only really like to do two things when they go to the casino. And it's sit down at the table, play Texas Hold'em, and then do the like the thing, the screen thing.
Oh,
see,
no,
you gotta get really drunk, and you gotta lose a lot of money.
Yeah,
and you gotta laugh about all of it. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Absolutely. That sounds terrible. That's the only approach. You gotta go in there knowing whatever money I take out today is gone.
It's gone.
Like,
correct. Yep. Yeah.
If you go to the casino and you're like, I'm gonna win big today. You're going to have a bad day. You're going to leave there mm-hmm. angry. If you take out $100, $200, whatever the fuck it is, and you're like, this is gone. This is funny money that is no longer real.
Yeah.
Then you'll have a good time because you'll be like, I don't care that I put all that on red and it's gone. You know, it's just like whatever you do, it's, you know, you got to accept that it's already gone and it makes gambling a lot more fun.
True.
Exactly. I went to Encore Casino in Boston. Dressed up as a fucking hot dog, and I won $1,000. One of the highlights of my life. Like, when I die, and all the fucking DMT or whatever's in your brain is, like, flushing out, and you see your life flash before your eyes right before you
you're just gonna see
pass
hot
away.
Dog with $1,000.
I'm going to see myself dressed as a hot dog winning $1,000.
I'm going to remember.
I've told you guys about... I feel like I've told you guys about this. When I went to the casino, got the greens twice in a row. Did I tell you guys that?
No.
That sounds familiar.
I feel like I've definitely
Remind
told
me.
You guys. Okay, so I went to the casino, and my friend Jared, who's my editor on my second channel, him and I went to the casino. We have one relatively local to us called it's a Caesars. So we went to Caesars Casino, and we were playing roulette there. And I hate gambling. Like, unless I have a reason. Like, if we all went to Vegas or something, like that'd be fun as fuck. I'd actually, sorry, Canada moment. I'd definitely, you know, happily gamble there. But when we just like, because there's a casino like in our city, it just feels stupid going there at any point and like, I don't know, gambling large amounts of money. So I always just take out $200. $200 is my limit. I'm like, whatever. I can at least have fun with this and hang out. While they gamble away their life savings, whatever. So I took out 200, and I was like, I'm only doing two spins tonight, Jared. What am I doing? What am I putting it on? And I sat down with my $100 out of the 200, and I was like, what spin am I putting this on? And he's like, let it go for a little bit. I want to see what happens. It's all RNG, but he's just, I don't know, he's just watching, building something up. Then he goes, all right, put it on zero. I was like, all right, cool. Put it on zero. It fucking hit. I was like, no way. So we were freaking out. His friends were losing their fucking minds, like geeking. I forget how much money it is. I think it's a 32 times
35.
Multiplier. Is it 35? Yeah, whatever it is. Yeah. So I was like, dope. I'm putting that all on black. I think I did black first, but I was like, I'm putting that all on black. Jared's like, don't do that. Put it on. Lost it all. I had my $100 left, though, so I was like, whatever. I'm going to keep my 100 for now. We'll see what the vibe is later. We hung out. They played blackjack for a little bit. I just kind of drank and hung out with them. We were walking back past the roulette table. I was like, all right, I'm going to put my other 100 down because I don't really want to carry around the voucher anymore. And I put it in. I was like, all right, Jared, what am I doing? He's like, double zero. Did it again, and it fucking hit again.
Damn.
I got it again. Same amount of money. I was like, all right, lost it last time.
$3,500?
Again, twice in a row. It would have been, yeah, whatever the multiplier is on zero and then double zero. I didn't even look at it because I knew I'd, like,
yeah, if you put 100 on zero and you hit it, that's $3,500.
Yeah, okay, so I hit that twice.
So you won $7,000 and lost $7,000 in the same night?
No, yes, but I, but Jared was like, okay, keep this one, please. I said, nope, I'm here to gamble. I'm putting it on red this time. I put it on red, and I lost it again. And he was so fucking mad at me. His friends were pissed. Everyone was, like, genuinely mad at me for doing that.
Dude, that happens at casinos, too. Like, it's so funny that people get mad at shit like that, because it's like, there's no secret to why there's a winning.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like, it's all random as fuck. Like, there's no... There's very minimal strategy. Like, you can follow some strategy or whatever, but it's still so.
Yeah, it's RNG. It's literally RNG. Yeah. Like, there's no such thing as, like, a hot streak. There's no such thing as, like, anything. Like, black popping up on roulette 10 times in a row isn't a fucking hot streak. It's RNG. Literally, like, there's no other way to slice it. So I was just like, in my head, I was like, I already lost the money. Like, in my head, that $200 is already gone. I think it'd be, number one, if I win the money, if it lands on black or red and I double it, that's fucking dope. I actually get a lot of money. If I lose it all, it's a funny story. Either way, I'm winning here. I'm not that mad about it. Like, you know, obviously. Yeah.
I mean, technically, you only lost $200.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, the money would be cool. It'd be fun. I don't know. Probably would have took Jared on, like, a golf trip.
But then you just come
home
and do a raid ad.
Yeah, he's a little. Yeah, I mean, it's just like, I don't know. It was whatever. But it's just so funny. I don't know. To me, it was just like, it's a win-win. Either I have a fucking hilarious story about losing twice on black than red, the safest fucking bets you can do on roulette, I think, anyway. Losing that twice after hitting two of the rarest is just like, I don't know.
That's actually insane.
Dude, it was
that
nuts.
You hit that,
like,
twice.
That's nuts. His friends, on the first time they were freaking out. The second time, they were losing it. And even the lady, like, because it was similar to what McNasty did, where it's like, there's a bunch of the computers went so we could all play because there wasn't enough room at the regular roulette table. So it was one of the ones where you, like, put it down and then the lady, like, drops the ball in and then there's a camera. Even the lady that did that, I know they're supposed to be pretty neutral, but even she was just like, oh my God. Like, she was laughing. She was laughing and just like, oh my God, that's wild. And then, yeah, when I lost it twice, she just laughed her ass off at me and said, have a good
that
night.
That she's seen
like,
a lot of.
Yeah, I was like, all right, well, I'm out. See you later. But yeah, that was probably one of the fucking wildest gambling experience I've ever had, and I lost it all, but that's okay because it was fun, and now I've remonetized it on the Goons podcast, so it all comes around.
Let's go.
It's crazy how in Vegas, if you start winning big, they can, like, kick you out, like, ask you to leave.
Yep.
Yeah,
but if you lose all your money,
they just
it's
come
like,
again.
Yeah.
Sorry,
that's just
lobby.
That's Vegas. That's
then
Vegas.
You get
for
free
you.
Rooms. You get free voucher play.
Free.
Yeah. Well, free. I mean. It's yeah, like his, so Jared's parents, like, have a, I don't know what the thing is at the at Caesars, but it's the same, like, it's the same company that owns the Caesars in Vegas, and I think there's only two or three of them, maybe. But, like, they will literally
pop chapstick. Sorry.
Yep. Chapstick.
Oh yeah, he's chapping up. They'll literally give them, like, a free room for, like, a week. And again,
damn.
Free. And they just will give you the room and hope that you just go gamble for the full week.
Like, come and stay fucking above our casino,
And people literally do that. It's crazy. Like,
Yeah.
The go-to thing in our city would be like if you are like having a anniversary night or whatever and you just want to stay somewhere that's not your parents' house when you're younger, you'd go like stay at the casino. And like Danielle and I used to always go stay at the casino. And like you'd literally we'd be walking in from drinking at like 2 a.m. You'd see somebody at one of the slots. Next morning at 10 a.m., you'd come down to get breakfast. Still the same person at that slot.
Yeah, still this there. Like, dude, bloodshot eyes.
What is wrong with you? Yeah. Like, your kids are hungry. Go home. Take care of them. Say hi to your family. It's fucking insane how, like, addicted people get to gambling. It's wild.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah. You can always tell the people who are there to try to make, like, their living, too, because they're so depressed, and they're, like, hanging their head in shame and shit at the table, and... Yeah. As opposed to the people who are just like, I've got $500, I'm spending just, it this weekend no matter
just
what.
Hammered and throwing down their money on shit.
Yep.
Yeah, just having fun. That's the mentality you gotta have, is just have fun. Yeah. Like there was a guy when I was dressed up as a hot dog in Boston that was like
what a starting sentence.
There was a guy there and I was at the virtual blackjack table or whatever, because all the real tables were like pretty much taken up. And I didn't feel like
especially
just waiting.
Especially when you're in a hot dog suit.
Yeah, and I also didn't want to jump in, because some people get mad when you like jump into a game or whatever. So I was just like, fuck it, I'm just going to do the virtual thing. And I'm like sitting there at it, and this guy to the right of me was like, I guess he lost some money, and he's like fucking banging his hand. He's like holding his head. God, I'm like, bro, you need to go home.
Yeah.
Like, you actually need to go home. Yeah.
Yeah, that's if you're that upset, like you probably gambled money you shouldn't have gambled.
Yeah, like, you need to leave.
Do you guys ever have the dealers? Because I look young as hell. I'm like 12 in the face.
Yeah.
And like, do you ever have the dealers ask you like, what do you do for a living? Like, why are you here? Because I always play high limit, like blackjack.
Oh hell yeah!
So I went there yesterday, and every single time. What?
I'm shocked.
Try to hold your surprise. But without fail, every time I go into high limit, the dealer's always like, so what do you do for a living?
I sell drugs. You just tell me you're a little porn star. You're like, you should be like, hey, have you ever seen that ad of the guy getting like helicoptered above the 6'8" woman? I'm the guy. That's me.
I run guns for ISIS. Go ahead and deal for me.
I'm the one that sells ISIS all their beat down Toyota pickup trucks.
You know the what's that guy's name that we traded the lesbian for? The dealer of death or whatever?
Yeah,
Merchant of Death.
The merchant of death. Yeah, he's my uncle.
John. Yeah.
Yeah, we should start telling people, like, when people ask about our jobs, we should just try and give them the worst answer ever, like the most evil villain type job ever.
I would rather do that.
FBI investigates you.
Like, I prevent water getting to Africa. That's my job.
Well, because then it's almost like
I shoot
like
down
a
the
little...
planes that send the food.
I've actually caused all droughts in Africa.
Yeah.
I feel like that's actually somehow not as bad as being a YouTuber, explaining a YouTuber.
Yeah, for real.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that's
in Vegas,
I said
I was a YouTuber and it was weird.
No.
Because I made the mistake yesterday of telling them, like,
people always just have like a million questions.
If you ever want like an easy out answer, just say, like, yeah, I do advertising on the internet. No, advertising on the internet.
Advertising,
and they're like, oh, nobody fucking cares about advertising.
Yeah,
it's like at the end of the day, that's really our job title. We just advertise shit.
There was this like older Chinese dad that was the only other guy in this entire room, and he heard me talk about YouTube, and his ears perked up, bro. And he's like, "Oh, dude, my two sons are trying to do YouTube," and I was like,
"Oh no,
here we go."
Tell them to stop.
So I wound up having like the hour long like mentor YouTube conversation.
Bless you,
baby.
Thank you.
And he was telling me about how like his kids make meme compilations and how one channel stole their meme compilation and it's got millions of views, and I'm thinking I've probably reacted to it.
Was it the Dallas Soup channel?
That's probably
some dumb fucking redneck and his
there's
dumb
a stupid
fucking
redneck,
fucking redneck
named Soup. I hate him. My two sons are trying to kill him.
But yeah, I need to come up with like a better alibi for what.
Yeah,
I
just
do,
say you're in advertising, and nobody will ever ask a question because nobody gives a fuck about advertising.
Yeah, it's fair.
Unless
I would just say
like,
oh yeah, I have a part time job at McDonald's, and you're just like betting like $1,000 a hand.
Yeah,
gambling fun. Do it more.
Good
everyone.
Times. Fun gambling moments with the goons. Yeah, I think it would be. We still all need to go to Vegas. I feel like that would 100%. Be fucking. And wild.
Wherever we meet up, there needs to be casinos.
Yeah, okay. Well, you guys can come here. We got casinos and Detroit. So those can mix well, right? Mm. Surely.
Mm. Gamble your money, gamble your life.
Yeah,
gambling
see?
All around.
Yeah, that's it. Y'all love gambling. We go gamble in Detroit, bro.
The real high limit table is in Detroit.
Just a table in the middle of 8 Mile outside. All right. Anyway, Soup, do you want to do the outro?
Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Thank you.
All right. No, that's
okay. That was good.
See you later. That was a
fun one. Code Goons for G subs. Go buy you a damn cricket bar, boy.
Go
get
buy
you
a
damn
cricket
bar.
They are actually delicious. They are very, very good.
Eat crickets and overdose on caffeine with Code Goons. We don't ask for much.
Just that you die. That's about it.
Asking quite a lot, actually.
Just that you put your health at risk. Goodbye.
All right, see you later.
Bye.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.